Good morning, everyone. Thank you for coming today. I'm going to talk about the effect of plant growth regulators on plant height control in pepper fire spike, Odontinema caristacum. First, I want to talk briefly about the importance of floriculture industry. In 2012, the total wholesale value of floriculture crops was over than $4.13 billion. That potted flowering plants make a big percentage of this value. In our study, we used purple fire spike, Odontinema caristacum. It's a member of Acanthaceae family. And we used some PGRs to control plant height. These plants is native to Central America, the area between 9 and 18 degrees north latitude. The same area Poinsettia is native to. And specifically, this plant is native to Guatemala, Honduras, and Costa Rica. Like Poinsettia, fire spike can grow very fast, and it's a tall plant, and it can reach to 60 to 180 centimeters in height. That's why we use this plant as a landscape plant in the United States. The flower spike is very attractive and showy in a purple color that makes a good potential for this plant to be introduced as a new flowering potted plant for any given holiday like Mother's Day or Valentine's Day. As I mentioned before, it's a tall plant, and if you want to introduce this plant as a compact plant, we need to control plant height. And height control is one of the biggest concerns of all growers to produce tall plants. Most of growers can control plant height genetically, environmentally, culturally, or by chemical tools. Most of plant growth regulators inhibit biosynthesis of GA that is responsible for stem elongation in any plants. And in one study, we know that 1,500 to 3,000 ppm and 5,000 ppm cyclosil and B9 respectively were the best rates for Poinsettia production. The reason we are comparing fire spike production to Poinsettia production is that there is little information published about fire spike height control. So why we focused on Poinsettia? The reason is that both Poinsettia and fire spike are native to Central America. And they have the same growth habits. I mean, they can grow very fast, and they are tall plants. Both of them are short day plants and flower at the same time. And interestingly, for production of both of them, we may need plant growth regulator to control plant height. In another study, we know that one or two early drainage applications of Bonsai can effectively suppress plant height of Poinsettia Freedom Red. And later, Corey and Lopez reported that fluoropyrimidine drainage applications are effective in suppressing plant height without any adverse effect on flowering time. And also, we know that the final height of two varieties of Poinsettia was increasingly suppressed as fluoropyrimidol concentration was increased. Our objective in this study is to evaluate the most effective PGR and PGR rate to obtain the attractive potted flowering plants of fire spike. Also, we are trying to make a production schedule for pepper fire spike to introduce this plant as a new flowering potted plant to floriculture market. And we expect that the production schedule of this plant will be very similar to Poinsettia production schedule. And if it's happened, it's a very good point because almost all growers know how to grow Poinsettia. And if we introduce this plant as a new plant, I'm sure that all growers can produce this plant like Poinsettia. To start our experiment, we used the rooted cutting made from stock plants grown under long days to inhibit any flower initiation. Greenhouse day and night temperature was 23 and 18 degrees centigrade, respectively. Also, plants were fertigated through drip irrigation using Peters 2010-20 at 200 ppm nitrogen. And based on previous reports, we know that fire spark is a short-lived plant. But in this study, we just focus on control plant height and not control of flowering. And we have another ongoing experiment that we want to know that the photoperiod requirements of these plants. And also, we analyze our data by SAS software. In this picture, we can see the irrigation system we use in our experiment. And this table presents the five different PGRs we used as a PGR treatment. For example, we used chlorine quad chloride at 1,000, 2,000, and 3,000 spray application, dimethylazide at 2,000, 3,000, and 5,000 ppm spray, and also we used tank mix of chlorine quad chloride at 3 concentration, and pyrobutazole at 10, 15, 20, and 30 ppm drench application, and also 15 ppm spray application. And we use uniconazole at 2.5, 5, and 8 ppm application. And finally, we use fluoropyrimidole at 5, 10, 15 ppm drench application, also 15, 30, and 45 ppm spray application. We apply our PGR 4 weeks after transplanting, where plants were 15 centimeters in height. Also, we harvested our plants 9 weeks after PGR application. However, we didn't see any flower after 9 weeks. We measure plant height every week, and also we measure leaf area and leaf dry weight at harvest. Our experimental design was randomized complete design with 10 replication. This graph presents effective PGR and rates on fire spark height control. As you can see, the three PGR, fluoropyrimidole, uniconazole, and pyrobutazole gave us the best results. However, uniconazole at 5 and 8 ppm drench and pyrobutazole at 30 ppm drench application gave the greatest height control of fire spike. In this graph, we compare effective PGR and rates on fire spark leaf area. Similarly, fluoropyrimidole, uniconazole, and pyrobutazole gave us the good results, and uniconazole at 8 ppm drench and pyrobutazole at 30 ppm drench gave the greatest decrease in leaf area. In this graph also, you can see that fluoropyrimidole at 15 ppm drench and pyrobutazole at 30 ppm drench gave the greatest decrease in leaf dry weight. However, we observed some adverse effect of PGR application in our plants. For example, fluoropyrimidole, uniconazole, and pyrobutazole at higher concentration caused some crinkled leaves. In the left picture, you can see that application of fluoropyrimidole drench caused crinkled leaves in fire spark. Also, in the right picture, you can see that chlorine quad chloride caused some phytotoxicity to the foliage. We showed some chlorosis on the leaves of fire spike. In this picture, we compared effect of uniconazole and fluoropyrimidole on fire spike height control. As you can see, both PGRs caused some crinkled leaves, but from the left, uniconazole at 8, 5, and 2.5 ppm drench gave us the greatest height control and caused crinkled leaves. And in the middle, fluoropyrimidole at 45 ppm spray was ineffective to height control, and fluoropyrimidole at 15 and 10 ppm drench gave us a good result. However, it caused also crinkled leaves, and fluoropyrimidole at 5 ppm drench was ineffective to height control. In this picture, we compare effect of chlorine quad chloride and dimethylazide on fire spark height control. As you can see, chlorine quad chloride and dimethylazide were ineffective to height control if you compare with the control plants. And finally, in this picture, we compared effect of using pyrobutazole at four different rates on purple fire spike. As you can see from the right, pycobutazole at 30 ppm drench and 20 ppm drench gave us the excessive height control and caused some crinkling leaves. But pycobutazole at 10 ppm drench gave the desirable results, and the plant was marketable to introduce to the floriculture market. And in summary, we know that 10 ppm drench application of pycobutazole gave the desirable results, and the plants were marketable. And uniconazole at 8 ppm drench provide the greatest height control. However, it caused some crinkled leaves. And chloramphenicol chloride, dimethoazide, and tank mix of both PGR were ineffective to height control. And finally, pycobutazole and fluoropyrimidol uniconazole at high concentration caused crinkled leaves. It means we may need to use this PGR at lower concentration, and also maybe we need to use multiple application of these three PGRs to avoid any crinkled leaves. Thank you for your attention. No, actually, as I mentioned, it's a short-term plant, and in this experiment, we just focus on height control of fire spark, and we have another ongoing experiment. We want to know that for the period requirements of this plant. Yes, we need to do some more experiments to know effect of PGR on flowering, but it takes time. It was our first experiment, and maybe we need to first know about the effect of PGR on height control, and then we will have another experiment to know about the effect of PGR on flowering. Thank you.